Blog Talk Radio.
This is Real Talk on Global Social Radio. Yeah. So deaf.
And my co-host Jeezy is live with me right now. What's up, my brother?
Nothing much. What's going on with yourself?
Nah, I'm good. What do you have planned for the weekend?
Actually, it's homecoming for me here at college, so I'll be going to that and probably a party or five, but we'll see what else comes up.
Okay, well, I will be looking forward to hearing some of them party stories and frat party stories you got going on at college right now, because I know they get pretty wild.
We'll see.
All right, so first, let me tell you guys what happened to me the other morning. So I'm asleep. I mean, I would consider a deep sleep. And then all of a sudden, I hear this low battery out of nowhere, like this noise. Just low battery. And I'm like, what the? I'm like, Jesus? I cannot believe who in the hell is in my room talking to me saying low battery. So I go back to sleep because I'm like, okay, this is unreal. Go back to sleep, and then I hear the noise again, low battery. So I get up. I'm looking at my cell phone. My laptop is closed, so it's not one of those pop-ups from the internet that just happened to pop up and is talking to me. Then I'm looking for my iPad, and this noise is still, like, this voice is still talking, and I'm like, what in the world is going on? So I go to my kitchen, and I come back, and I look up, and it's my damn smoke detector. You guys, it's 5 o'clock in the morning. I got this bitch in my ceiling talking to me crazy, will not stop talking. So I got to get a stool, climb up there, and undo this thing so I can sleep. I don't know where they found this damn smoke detector, but I'm just going to let y'all know. That's probably the most effective smoke detector, because I'm sure a lot of us have that smoke detector in our house where we've gotten immune to that beep. But, Ryan, I'm going to tell you, man, like, I swear, I thought Jesus would come back and he was sitting right next to me. Somebody was talking to me.
I had a smoke detector in my house, and at 3 in the morning one day, I already have insomnia, so when I'm asleep, I'm actually asleep and I'm happy for the few hours I get. It starts going off, and I can't get the thing down from the ceiling. It's like 3 in the morning, it's beeping, so I get up, I'm like trying to just rip it out, and I get it unhooked and everything, take the batteries out, and it was still beeping. Like, how the hell does that happen? It's unhooked and everything, and it's still beeping. There's no power going to it.
Yeah, man. I don't know what's going on with these smoke detectors, but, yeah, that smoke detector is still laying on my table with a faulty battery. So she's still sitting there. I'm going to hook it up later on this weekend, but, yeah, I was over it. That was too much for me. So, anyway, I'm on my Orange Steve today. Shout out to Steve Energy for getting me through every single show. I'm telling you guys, try it out. They have two different flavors. They have berry and orange, which orange is my favorite, but both of them actually taste really good. All right, if you aren't on global14.com, this is what you're missing. Global 14 and 14, the meet and greet starts at the end of the month, October 30th through November 12th. Check global14.com for updates. Today, we have the sweet old lady Juices on the show later on today, so stay tuned for that. We're going to be asking her some crazy questions I can't wait to hear her voice. She's always a pleasure to have on the show. So stay tuned for that, Juices. Reminder after the show today, at 6 p.m., we have Sex Talk with Chocolate Tiger. She has some good stuff planned for you guys tonight, so stay locked in. Tonight, JD will be in Chicago spinning at Pharrell's Cream event. You know how we love that peach cream? I wish I could have been there, but, hey, you know, I hope everybody has a good time. Tomorrow, he will be in Bellevue, Washington, though, at the Munch Bar. I want to shout out our lifers. Like, this week we've been getting mad love and support for the show. The numbers are up, so I definitely appreciate the love. All right, so we got some quickies for you guys again today. RCA decided to disassemble God Records, J Records, and Arista. They said, bump this, let's start off fresh, let's get back to the basics. I mean, this is a good thing. So this means the focus will be on A&R, more money on artist development. I mean, real music is making a comeback. I'm excited. Some people might say, okay, this is some bullshit, but really I'm excited. Artists like Britney Spears, Alicia Keys, Rod Stewart, Pitbull, Whitney Houston, Justin Timberlake, Barry Manilow, R. Kelly, like some of these people will all be shifted to RCA. So we'll keep you guys posted if anything happens with that. So just stay tuned. All right, my girl Adele canceled her tour again. This is her whole entire North America tour due to a hemorrhage on her vocal cords. I don't know. Could it be her smoking that's causing these issues? Either way, Adele still reigns supreme. She's still ranking amongst the top-selling artists on the Billboard, closing her third-quarter sales strong with sales totaling over 3.8 million units. I mean, she's still killing them. So I wish her well. Global 14 definitely wishes her well. All right, so let's talk about this right here. So if someone holds you up, it takes you to the ATM or, excuse me, if someone holds you up and takes you to the ATM and you're at the ATM and they want you to, you know, get the money out or whatever, and if you don't do it, and, you know, you're sitting there like, I'm not giving this fool my money, but just go ahead and do what they tell you to do. However, instead of putting your access PIN in the normal way, put it in backwards. So if your access PIN is like 1234, put in 4321 instead. Only partial of the cash will stick out. And while the robber is attempting to fight with the ATM to retrieve the money, the ATM will actually alert the local police. So, Ryan, so let's say, you know, this weekend you're trying to grab some money to get you some more drink. And you end up getting a little hijacked at the ATM. Do you think you will remember to do this?
In all honesty, probably not, because there's going to probably be a million different things going through my head at that time. Somebody comes out and holds me up, I'm going to be in shock. I'm not going to think about putting in different and backwards. But I'd like to know how that works out, because I know a couple people, and their code will be the same thing. Like, it might be something like 1221. Like, how does that work? You can't really put that in backwards. Like, I know somebody, and their PIN's like that.
Right, right. Good point. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's 1221. Yeah, it doesn't matter. That's a good point. So maybe that's something people need to think about when they're choosing their PIN numbers for their ATM card. So
that is very true, too.
Yeah, so this is a crazy story. So a man in New Mexico was handing out yogurt samples in a grocery store full of his very own jizz. All right, so if you're like me, you want to know how in the hell did anyone know that this man put his stuff, in these yogurt samples? So officers responded after a woman said she believed the yogurt she was given was actually a bodily fluid. The woman told police that after tasting the sample, she spit it out. So, so now you don't want to swallow, lady? Like, really? look, call in, ladies, because and maybe a couple fellas, you know, we don't want to leave people out. If someone put man juice in your yogurt, do you think you will be able to tell? Call in, 760-913-4119. Ryan, how do you feel about this? To me, I'm not going to be eating no more damn samples from no damn body after, you know, reading this story.
No. I, like, was trying to hold myself back from laughing that whole time. Somebody should probably tell her spitters or quitters. And she's obviously been around the block a couple times for her to be able to tell that good. But what I want to know is how the hell did that guy get it in a cup? Like, to me, when I think about this story, I think, like, somebody at Walmart and they're handing out their samples, there's no room for him to, like, do his thing and bust a nut in a cup of yogurt. Like, how's that happen? That's the part I don't get. How do you manage to pull that off?
Yo, I'm imagining that he put it in a cup and then went and got him, like, a dipstick and was just dipping his stick and put it in the yogurt samples.
That could have pretty much been the only way. Like, what the hell does he think
right.
when he wakes up in the morning?
Yeah, but the lady, for the lady, the damn near, like, she just tasted like, You know, for that part right there is what, that's what got me.
That's
like,
familiar.
Really, right. right. All right, so here's another little strange story. Some jackass stole this woman's iPhone, snaps a picture of himself, and due to her settings on her phone, it posts the picture directly on her Facebook page, yo. Like, somebody was posing and took a picture and it sent it directly to her damn Facebook page. Like, what a fucking dummy. Yo, that's crazy. So, Ryan, are you on Facebook?
I'm on it, but I hardly use it anymore after they did the little change and everything.
Right.
It's just kind of stupid now.
Right. So do you have anything on your phone that just, like, if you take a picture, it automatically posts to whatever the network or whatever it is that you're using that's public? Like, do you have anything on your phone like that?
No, I've never even put, like, a picture on Facebook or anything. I've, like, twit-picked some stuff, but I don't even really do that often. I'll let someone else do that who I'm with. If they want it up there bad enough.
If they want it up there bad enough, right. All right,
yeah.
So crazy story today. So if anybody has a crazy personal story you would like to share, call in. We would love to hear from you. 760-913-4119. Let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be right back.
I don't even know if you understand how hot this shit got me. I don't even know if you understand how hot this shit got me. I don't even know if you understand how hot this shit got me. I don't even know if you understand how hot this shit got me. Here we go.
I'm melting like butter on toast. Ain't nothing in this world I want more than you. Right here tonight, I wanna see the moon in your eyes.
So I
need you to hold me like a red dollar bill.
Won't ya?
Come take control and give me something to feel.
Oh,
I won't complain, I'll let you do what you please. Cause I'm coming apart at the seams. Oh boy.
You got me 102 degrees. For the way you touching me, I'm past the boiling point.
All right, you guys, we're back. Welcome back. For those that just tuned in, we just went over some crazy story, news stories for the day. So, but we're going to go ahead and get into this Conrad Murray case. First, I just want to know, is Conrad getting high before court? Because it damn sure seems like he's sitting there and it's just like, I mean, one, he looks like he's like, why the fuck am I here? I know I'm guilty. He has that look on his face. But then I'm just like, yo, are you really falling asleep and you know you're being taped? Like, what the fuck? So, I after I saw that part, because I watched it and I was like, is he really dozing off? Like, that killed me. So another thing was they started listening to his interview from the LAPD detective, and he said he was only gone for 2 minutes. When he left MJ after giving him his last medication dose, he said he only was gone for 2 minutes. But you know how I say, good old jump off said she was on the phone with him for a while, and then all of a sudden Conrad dropped his phone. Look, that don't sound like 2 minutes, sir. Like, that's more than 2 minutes, man. Like, come on now. And then the reasons why he didn't call 911, so let's go over some of the things that I heard him say. He didn't know the zip code. He called the assistant but didn't ask the assistant to call 911 because he was too busy administering CPR. Well, then how the fuck did you call him then? Like, I'm not getting that part. Then he went downstairs and asked the chef to get security. Okay, so if you went from MJ's bed and all the way down the steps to get the chef to get security, where was your phone? And then security was the one that finally called 911. Yo, Ryan, I know you're following this as well. Like, what the hell?
See, that's the thing. I think when you pointed out he is probably getting high, that explains a lot. Like, he must have forgot he was a doctor while he was talking to his girlfriend. Like, they should write a book in America called Dipshits of America, and he should head the doctor's section. Like, this guy's an idiot, and I read part of the transcript, too. He, like, tried saying he was in the bathroom when all this happened. He left real quick to go in the bathroom, and then his girlfriend said something completely different, that she was on the phone with him this whole time, if that's how I understood it when I read it correctly. And I'm just like, what the hell is this guy even, what runs through his mind possibly? Like, this is he, I'm starting to think he's just completely incompetent.
Right. Right. I'm feeling the same way. Like, I'm sitting here, and when I was reading and trying to catch up and stuff, and I'm just like, I don't even understand where this dude came from, and just some of the excuses he's given, he's guilty. The dude is guilty. Conrad is guilty. If anybody does not think Conrad is guilty, please call in. Call in. Let me know. 760-913-4119. I would love to hear someone who thinks Conrad is not guilty. Because at this point, I didn't know, like, someone help me. When you call 911, especially with technology, who in the fuck, do they ask you for zip codes? Like, I wish I could call in right now and say, hey, look, do you need my zip code? But, like, come the fuck on. Like, Ryan, like, this is crazy.
Yeah, like, he simply wouldn't even had to know his address. Like, I'm assuming out in L.A. and California and everything, their phone system and 911 system would be close to Indiana's, which I would assume theirs would be even a lot better than ours. And they can trace our calls, like, even your cell phone, your house phone, like, they can obviously tell where you are. Like, he has no plausible argument against what the hell he did. Like, he screwed up, and he needs to own up to that.
Right.
Like, there's no
right.
way he can fight it.
Yeah. Conrad, you're guilty of them, motherfucker. You're guilty of wearing bad ties, and you're guilty of killing MJ. So, all right, let's move on. People call in. Let me know how you feel about the Conrad Murray case, 760-913-4119. All right, so what I want to do is I want to talk about friendships, all right? I want to talk about the good, the bad, the ugly part of friendships. If you want to call someone out or shout them out, call us. You know, call us now. Let us know how you feel about friendships, because I think some people have lost what it really means to be a true friend. All right, so call us right now, 760-913-4119. What is the meaning of true friendship? Ryan, what do you think the meaning of true friendship is?
I mean, true friend is obvious. I mean, obviously, you can't really just be true friends with anybody. You guys have to connect on that certain level. Not a romantic way. You don't have to, like, try to strike a date with them or anything. It kind of sounds like I'm saying. But you guys just kind of have to have that connection and vibe and that flow and everything. I mean, and they have to have the same characteristics and qualities as you. Like, if somebody is completely the opposite is just everything that you don't like in a person, you guys probably aren't going to be true friends. And, I mean, each person, they just simply have to be real and treat each other with respect. If those two elements aren't there, then they're obviously not a true friend.
Right. I'm with you. You know, when I'm thinking about some of the friends I have now, and a lot of them, like, I don't live close to some of my really, really good friends. And one of the things that I like about one of my good friends in particular, she, like, will tell me straight up, like, okay, you know what? You fucking up. You know, she doesn't waste time. If I'm being a dick or whatever, she doesn't waste time, but she also encourages me. And I think it's a good thing to have something like that around you, have someone around you that's going to encourage you and let you know, like, look, the good, the bad, the ugly, like, I'm here for you. And I'm with you. You know, when it comes to family, like, you know, having family values, if people don't really value that part of life, of having family and having that type of, I guess you could say, cohesiveness, if they don't understand it, then they don't understand you. Because if that's a big part of your life, then they need to try to understand. You know, some people will resist or, you know, look at you like, why are you always with your family? You know, I've been around people like that where, you know, because my niece and nephews are very important to me. And, you know, some people are like, okay, why you got to go see them all the time? Why wouldn't I? You know, so either way, you know, I definitely agree with you. Do you think people know what loyalty is anymore, Ryan?
You know, I think everything's kind of evolving, and a lot of people are losing that quality. I mean, I know a lot of people and hear about a lot of people, and not exactly this instance, but they kind of have that personality of somebody when you say, oh, they'd sell the shirt right off your back. It seems like a lot of people are starting to develop that, and I know a lot of people, when somebody says, hey, keep this low-key, don't tell nobody, it's a secret, and it might not be anything serious, it's just something personal or something like that, and the next day, you know, the whole world knows what you just told that person. And I went to kind of a small high school, and it'd be that kind of thing. So it was like you had to learn to keep your mouth shut or everyone was going to know your business within a week or two. And I feel like everyone really is losing that loyal quality. I'm not saying nobody is. There's a couple people, a few people out there you'll meet that actually have it, but I think it's deteriorating.
Yeah, definitely. I think some people might think that, you know, being loyal means that I come behind you and fix up your fuck-ups. And if I don't come in behind you and fix up your fuck-ups, then I'm not a true friend. And that's not what a friend is supposed to do. If you fail, let's say, for instance, you fail to pay your card note and your car gets repossessed. And as your friend, you might think, oh, you have the money. Why didn't you help me out? I'm thinking, bitch, why didn't you tell me beforehand? If your car gets repossessed, that means it's over 30 days that your car has been, your note has been overdue. So you fail to be an adult. You know, and this is kind of like a real situation, but, you know, I just want to say, like, that's you people. You don't ask people to come behind you and fix your fuck-ups, period. That's not what loyalty is. Loyalty would be me saying, you know what, hey, I can't help you get your car back, but I can help you get to and from work. So that you can, you know, keep going to work and getting your money so that you can, you know, either get your car back or get another one. But I'm not going to fix your problem. That's not my problem. So yeah, it's crazy. So another thing I wanted to ask is, let's say your friend was cheating on their mate, and their boyfriend or girlfriend came to you, and it's kind of like, what do you think is the proper way to handle that? If their boyfriend or girlfriend came to you and was like, okay, is, you know, wanted to know if your best friend was cheating on them. Like, how would you answer that, Ryan?
You know, that really is a hard situation, because me, whenever I've known something like that, it's like, I was good friends with everyone in high school, and it was like, I was always good friends with the girl and good friends with the guy, so it's like, okay, and it's like, it's one of those instances, too, where it's like, what I don't know doesn't hurt, because if you don't know, you can't get involved, but when you end up getting involved, but me, like, I always have to be honest, and usually I'm good friends with both, and somebody's going to get pissed off regardless, and I'd rather at least tell the truth, and if the person comes back mad at me, it's kind of like, why are you mad at me? You're the one that fucked up. Don't get pissed off at me because you screwed up. That's not my fault.
Right. Right. And someone just said in the chat room, like, it's a lack of trust and communication in that relationship. And that really, you know, that doesn't have anything to do with you. You know, but it's like some people might think, okay, you shouldn't say anything or you should stay out of it. You know, I agree with you, Ryan. I know that I've told my friend, one of my friends, look, because if I know who they're dating, if they're a good friend of mine, I've told them, like, look, if you start being stupid, I'm going to let them know if they ask me. So I'm letting you know way ahead of time. And that's my best friend. So, you know, me and her could talk that way, but I don't want to get into no drama, because you know what? If you've ever been cheated on, you know how that feels. And you know, you don't want to see someone else, especially if they're a good person. You don't want to see that person, you know, be in that type of pain. So usually, you know, I like to keep people around me that are not going to do that crazy shit anyway. But, you know, you can't avoid it. So, yeah, I would try to stay out of it. I would try to stay out of it as much as I can. But, you know, like you said, sometimes shit happens and it just blows up, and then what can you do? Because you already know the end result. It is going to blow up. It always happens that way. So
then there's no
avoiding
it regardless.
Right. So let me ask you this, Ryan. What are your top three expectations from a friend, if you had to think of the top three?
My number one thing is I like people to be truthful. That's probably my biggest pet peeve. I hate when people lie, and a lot of people that I've seen do it will do it to try to impress somebody. Mm-hmm. I think it's the dumbest thing. Like, nobody's going to care if you – nobody really cares, or at least I don't. Like, you don't have to lie to me. You just tell the truth. Another thing is I like people that – it's a weird quality, but I mean, I like people laid back. I hate when people are so serious about everything and they can never just take a joke.
Right.
Like, I joke around all the time, and I can't have people that always have a stick up their ass around me, or we end up just butting heads. I mean, the third thing is I do like somebody that is loyal. Like I said, they're hard to find. That's why I don't have a lot of good friends either. I have a lot of friends, but, I mean, good friends are completely different. And loyalty is that one of those important things, because it's like, your people, you need to support and help out each other to help each other grow. So those are probably my three things that I look for in a good person, or a good friend, I should say.
Right. Okay. Someone just said a real friend is a great listener. You know, yeah, and can agree to disagree, excuse me. Me and your list are actually the same, Ryan. I want to shout out my best friend, because my best friend has all three of those qualities, and a lot of you guys know her. She's been on Global 14, and she's been in the chat room. She hasn't been in a minute, but Bubs, like, that's my buddy. No matter what, if I call her, she's going to tell me, you know, if I'm right. excuse me. Sorry about that. That was kind of rude, but she's going to tell me if I'm right, wrong. She, if I look crazy, she's going to tell me if I look crazy. If I need to lose weight, she's going to tell me, yeah, you need to get it together. Like, that is my buddy. And when it comes to being loyal, she will let any and everyone know. Like, look, if you mess with my friend, that's it. Like, I don't need to be your friend because I know that she has my back. So I definitely want to go ahead and shout out my best friend, Bubs, if you're listening. Hopefully you can get your butt back in the chat room. But definitely that's someone that has all three of those qualities that you talked about, Ryan. Do you have anyone you want to shout out?
Yeah, my two best friends. I wouldn't say one's better than the other, except the one is my girlfriend, Tori, and my friend Gmo. They're both tied, and they both have all those three qualities. I've known my friend Gmo since probably I was in kindergarten or preschool. My grandpa and his dad were really good friends, and he's always been there for me. And, I mean, I couldn't ask for better people to be in my life. I'm really thankful for that. So shout out to those guys.
Well, that's cool. You shouted out your girlfriend. That's pretty cool to have someone, you know, you're in a relationship with that is your best friend. I think that is the key to a lot of successful relationships. So shout out to the girlfriend, Tori. All right. So by the way, those that are just tuning in, we just finished talking about the meaning of true friendship. Call in. Call somebody out or shout them out. I mean, whatever you want to do. 760-913-4119. I think we might have a caller on the line. But until this caller comes through, I just want to say that once again, I want to thank our listeners. We really appreciate you guys tweeting and helping us out and, you know, coming in the chat room every single day and laughing with us. Like, we really and truly appreciate everyone that's hitting us up and giving us good feedback on the show. So I really appreciate that. All right, well, let's go ahead and get into the spilt tea of the night. What's up, Renita? What's going on?
What's going on, everybody? I'm here with the spilt tea for this lovely Friday evening. Jennifer Hudson's wedding is currently on hold. Apparently, her husband has decided he is not signing that prenup, so J-Hud is like, then we're not walking down the aisle. Interesting. I wonder why he doesn't want to sign. We'll find out. After all these years, LL Cool J is still talking smack. He says, there's no one right now in the hip-hop game nor hip-hop artist out right now that is truly impressing him. Like, he's like, where are the people like him? LL, give me a hit, and then you can talk. You haven't had a hit in God knows how long. When was your last album out? But I still love you. You're a great actor. Fantasia is about to get the boot from the Mahalia Jackson movie. Apparently, the producers say that it's not cute to be unwed and a mom. Get off
what?
My high horse. God, exactly. They would have to be silly not to give Fantasia this role. She was born for this role. If not this one, then she was born for Aretha Franklin. Either way, they would have to be idiots for taking Franny off. That's my boo. So hopefully they
don't
mess that
love,
up.
You got to love Fantasia. Fantasia, I mean, especially her live performance is amazing. Can't go wrong with Fantasia.
It's amazing. And if anyone's never seen her live, please check out YouTube. And it's just like if you were standing right there watching her live. Like, she is that incredible. She's just amazing. So don't get rid of Franny. We love her. Drake has officially tied Diddy's number one hits record. I wonder if Diddy's going to, like,
what?
Go and, like, jump off a building or it will be devastated like he was over the Ciroc incident. Like, I wonder how Diddy feels about this. No media seems to get, is able to get a statement from Diddy. Drake is excited. He's just blessed to be in this game this long to even break any record. So I'm starting to like Drake. I like his humbleness. If
Did you not like him before? You didn't like him before or something?
No. I don't think he wasn't. You know what? I didn't, and okay, this is the girl in me. I didn't like Drake until he grew hair on his face.
Because
I wasn't attracted to Drake. So then I was like, are you mumbling like 50 Cent? Like, what's going on? Then once he got hair, I paid attention to him, which made me pay attention to his music. So I like him.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, Renee,
Crush,
I know
you got something to say about that. I know you do.
I don't.
Go ahead and say
I'm going to leave you alone today because I know you're not feeling well. So I'm going to leave you alone, but I'm going to save up my pent-up frustration for you on Monday. How about that?
Perfect. I'll be at 100%, and I'll be able to fight back. All right, this is girl Renita with the Spilt Tea on Real Talk on Global 14 Radio. You can also catch me on Global 14. I'm at Rock and Rolla. That's RockNRolla.
All right, thank you, Renita. Well, right now we're going to go straight into the G Report with my boy Jeezy. What you got for us, homie?
A couple stories, not too many today. Crush, let me ask you a question. If you were to spend $39,000 on one item, what would you buy with that $39,000?
Oh, boy. That's a good damn question. You know what? I would buy some land.
That's actually a really good investment. Well,
yeah, I would buy some people
decide to blow it all on a purse. Not a book bag. It was an alligator book bag, and it was part of the Olsen Twins handbag line. And all the book bags, they completely sold out, and they're all $39,000 apiece. So,
wow. Are you serious?
I'd like to know how much. I'm dead serious. I mean, I could think of a lot better ways to spend $39,000 than on a purse or a book bag, excuse me.
Wow.
And then,
that's crazy.
Yeah. Like, do you have nothing better to blow your money on than a backpack? If you're doing that with your kind of stuff with your money, send some my way. I'll make it more useful. You're probably out of school anyway if you have that much money. What are you going to put in the book bag?
Right. Snacks and shit. Like, come on now. What the hell?
And then this is an interesting invention of the day that I found, little concept. An Australian entrepreneur by the name of Roger Daly, he owns EnviroMission. He wants to use rising heat as a concept to generate new energy. He wants to build a solar updraft tower. It's 2,600 feet tall in the Arizona desert. And this tower, as the hot air moves into the tower, it turns 32 turbines. And they spin fast enough to create mechanical energy, which generators will convert into electricity. And the tower creates a solar thermal energy because it uses the sun and the wind. And the sun basically heats up underneath a huge translucent sloping canopy that surrounds this tower. And it heats up until it gets about 194 degrees Fahrenheit, and then it starts moving into the tower. And one of the reasons they made the tower so tall was it makes the airflow stronger. So it'll turn the turbines faster, and it'll get more electricity. And a good thing about this is after sundown, the ground still continues to release heat, so you're still going to be getting heat 24/7. Whereas if you had a solar panel, you're relying on it to be sunny out. Whereas this, I mean, it's going to collect heat from the ground. And a wind turbine, you'd have to have wind. But some physics plays a role in this. This is one of those things that is too far above my head. But physics plays a role in that as well.
Mine too, trust me.
And his company says this is strong enough to generate 200 megawatts of power, which that equals about 100,000 homes. And the project has already raised a fair amount of capital, and it will create, while the building process will take 1,500, it will create 1,500 construction jobs. So Obama, you're trying to make employment. If you look back in history, we've always came out of recession from building things. I think this is an amazing idea. 1,500 construction jobs, that might be only short term, but It'll take 2.5 years to build this thing. So
yeah, that'll help somebody out, definitely.
I think it's a great idea. And, I mean, after it's built, you'll only have 30 full-time positions, but that really does make a difference in those lives. The one thing, though, the total price for this project is estimated at $750 million. But personally, I think it'll definitely pay itself off. And I had also read something about it. The idea has already sold all of its energy to a company in Pacific California. So evidently they see potential in it also.
Yeah. Well, anything that's going to create jobs, I mean, I'm all for it, definitely. Definitely.
Especially if it's going to take 2.5 years, that at least buys some time to think of more things and innovate in more areas. And your statistic of the day. Google Plus's traffic has dropped 60% since it's invite-only. Once it dropped the invite-only, its trafficking skyrocketed up, and it has dropped 60% traffic since the day it dropped its invite-only. So, Google, you're not doing as hot you usually do.
No, and what's so funny, it's funny that you brought that up. I went on Google Plus last night, and I was just like, what the hell is this? Like, I was lost. I didn't know what to do with it. So, I don't see myself using that at all. It's not really user-friendly in my personal
opinion. Yeah, I feel like it is more complicated. But the one good thing the article pointed out was if Google basically runs everything, it seems like, I mean, for some people it just has everything that you could possibly need right there in one spot, which could someday just generate users for Google Plus. But I personally don't like it either. I think some aspects are more complicated than need, and right now none of my friends have it, so it's kind of pointless to even bother with. So good luck to Google Plus.
All right, good luck to Google Plus. All right, well, Ryan, thank you so much. Again, thank you for hosting with me today. I had a very good time with you today. Like I said, don't do anything I wouldn't do this weekend, but, hey, snap a couple pictures and send them to me.
I'll try to stay out of everything. We'll see.
All right, so let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break. We will be back with, like I said, the sweet old lady that she is, Juices, with our Ask Juices segment that we will be doing on Fridays. All right? So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Address is www.blogtalkradio.com/D-talkradio. So, hey, tune in. If you're just tuning in, you missed the first part of the show. It was really, really great. All right, so right now, we're going to cue in sweet old lady Juices. Juices, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, sugar. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm good. You know, I'm just sitting here with my little drink. You know, it's Friday. You know how Juices does it.
Yeah, what are you drinking? What you drinking on? Because I need to get some of what you be drinking on.
You know, we got the little corner store, so I still goes and gets me a 40 of St. Ives. They still have that stuff around. I love to do some of that stuff.
What? Oh,
yeah.
Man. Well, Juices. I'm glad that you came back. I know you came back early, yes, last week, but we have some questions for you. You ready to answer some questions?
Yeah, sugar, go on, sugar. Juice is ready for anything.
Okay. So how old are you, Juices, and do you still have sex?
Well, sugar, you ain't supposed to ask a young lady her age. You do know that, right? So I ain't going to tell you. I'm going to just let you just keep guessing. But do I have, well, until Leroy went into the retirement home, we used to still do it. But now I just got my batteries and my little granddaughter bought me my little stuff. So right now I ain't doing too much.
Okay, wait a minute. Your granddaughter bought you a vibrator?
Yeah, she did. Cause she knows. I told you before. I told JD I get it in. It still works.
That thing still works, huh? I hear you. I know that's right. Ain't no cobwebs on that thing, huh?
Yeah. Nope. None at all. At all.
All right. So a young lady sent in a question for you. She said, my man left me for another woman, but now he wants me to come back. What should I do?
Sugar, your ass should run. You don't need to go back to him. For what? He left you. That just doesn't make sense. I don't even, why are you even asking me that damn question? That's just dumb.
Yeah,
run.
But Deuces, like, why do you think she's dumb for going back? Help her understand how ridiculous that does really sound. He pretty much made her number two, but now that it's not working out with the new boo, he wants to come back.
Exactly. I mean, why would you want to be the second person? Like, if he didn't want you, then what make you think he gonna want you the second time? That's just crazy. I don't understand that, sugar. Just leave him. You do your thing. Go on.
So what do you think she should do to catch a man? What do you think she can do to catch a man?
You like Juices? I go out. I still go to the little chit chat club around the corner, and you know I flirt. That's what I do. Go out there and flirt, and you find whoever, and you just flirt and get back in there. Don't worry about that old man. At least you know he's always sticking around for you, though.
All right. So we have another question for you. Do you think parents should go back to beating their kids?
Hell yeah, beat their ass. These little sons and bitches, these kids today are, oh my gosh, I don't know what's wrong. My mama beat me. I beat my grandkids. But these kids today, you know, let me tell you. I was walking down the street. And this little young man with his pants, he had his pants on his thighs. I did not understand that. And then he going to tell me, what you looking at, old lady? Oh, shit, I almost pulled my gun out. I was going to shoot him right in the ass cheek because I know he couldn't run. But, I mean, but, yeah, these people, they need parents to beat your kids. That's what they need. They need their butts beat. No timeout. Timeout don't work for nobody. I don't even know who timeout is. Ask my kids today. Hell, I beat my granddaughter. I told my daughter, I'm going to beat your daughter's ass if she do anything wrong. Anything. To this day, every time I raise my hand, she runs. She don't know what I'm going to do. That's the way they need to be.
I feel you on that. Like, kids need to be beat down. Yeah, so, I can't imagine what kind of beat methods you use, but, so anyway, let's talk about this. I have one last question for you. What is it about JD that you like so much? Because we know you love you some JD.
JD, have you seen him? He's, oh my gosh, his little short ass. He's just so short. And then when he wears them glasses, you hear that little cute laugh. Ooh. I like him. That's what I like about him.
What's his little laugh again? What's his laugh?
He sounds like a little chipmunk. That's what he sounds. He's a little cute.
Man. Yeah, and then who else do you like out of the Ocean Boys? Tell us who else you like.
I like all them Ocean Boys. I get them all. I've talked to what's his name? Brian. I talked to Brian a while ago. His old, he looked like an old Slim Jim. He old, small, skinny little motherfucker, too. I like those skinny ones. I don't know why, but them skinny ones, they just do it for me. I like them. I like them, just like one of my old boyfriends.
One of your old boyfriends? He was skinny like B. Cox.
Yeah, he was skinny just like him. Maybe that's probably why I like him. He just reminds me of somebody, I guess. But I'll get him, though. I sure will.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Juices, I want to thank you again for joining us. I want to thank you so much again for joining us. Hopefully you can join us again next Friday. We had a very good talk for you. And I hope you don't, go easy on the drink. And don't let that wig fall off.
You know, sugar, I got these bobby pins in here now, so this wig ain't going nowhere. And I'm a veteran when it comes to this drinking. Hold on. Oh, shit, I got to take my pills. I do have to slow down a little bit, though.
All right, Jesus. Well, once again, all right, lifers, if you're just tuning in, a girl Juices is on. Juices, have a great night, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Sugars.
All right, lifers. So, once again, I want to thank you guys for tuning in tonight. I am still looking for interns, so if you want to be a part of the show, regardless if it's just you want to do your own segment or you want to host, or let us know. Hit us up, info@g14radio.com. That is info@g14radio.com. Also, I want to remind everybody, this is what we're doing every week, Monday through Friday, starting at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we are live Monday through Friday, all right? Up next, we have the beautiful sex talk goddess, that is Chocolate Tiger herself. She is on every Friday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and also that's 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, excuse me. And she has a great show planned for you guys tonight. I'm really excited about doing the show tonight, and I will actually be on with her tonight, so stay tuned for that. I want to thank JD, definitely got to jank. Definitely got to thank JD tonight because he has given us the platform to, you know, jump on his brand and be able to create and do, you know, be lifers. This is what being a lifer is all about. So my hat goes off to JD every time I jump on the show. I don't know how to say this enough. Lifers, this is your show. Anything that you want to see or you don't like or you want to see more of, please hit us up on global14.com. Most of the hosts, actually all of the hosts are always on, so you can catch us somewhere. And if you don't know where someone is, I'm sure all you have to do is ask somebody. We're very friendly on there. Everyone talks to each other. So just hit us up. Let us know how you feel about the show. You can find us on global14.com and Twitter at global14 and at G14 Radio. That is G14 Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Once again, up next, we got Sex Talk with Chocolate Tiger. So thanks for tuning in. Global 14 Radio, LTL for life. Good night.
Hamilton Park. This here. It's from A-Town to Uptown.
I see you, L7.
Real record. So gotta know where to go to get the real shit. When you hear it, nigga, you can feel it. Straight A-Town, Southside, shot it at me. When the beat drop, everybody go. My influence is with that jam pawn and that LJ. I think I was the one that invented the remix. Think not fight it, bitch.
Can't make you understand, cause girl, I don't understand why I'm such a fool. Should've been a much better man, cause you went and reached out your hand. We saw I was bruised.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another edition of Sex Talk, where I'm your host, Chocolate Tiger, where I cover everything from sex, love, relationships, everything and above it. I also want to mention tonight that I also have the number one group on Global14.com. Yay! Sex Talk, we have now over 3,500 members, and by the end of the year, I'm pushing for 5,000, and I know we can do it. It's nothing. So let's go. Let's do it because we can do it, okay? I have a special announcement. I am currently looking for a male co-host for Sex Talk, but he has to be dedicated and very reliable. So inbox me on global14.com at Chocolate Tiger if you're interested in becoming part of the show and also the new co-host. You know, if you can go rounds and rounds with Chocolate Tiger and my 10-pounder, be my guest. Inbox me. Let me know. Also, starting on next Friday, I have a surprise. I will be giving out random giveaways. Some of these giveaways will include sex products, toys, T-shirts, lubes, everything. But at the end of this month, I will be giving a lucky member of the Sex Talk group a cash prize. But you will have to be a member of Sex Talk in order to win any of my prizes or participate. You need to post a picture. This is how the big cash prize is going to go. You would need to post a picture, one picture, not two or three, only one picture, and title it the sexiest Halloween costume. You have to have on your very best sexy Halloween costume, only one picture. If you post two pictures, you will be eliminated. Then, by the number of responses you get and your replies being not included, just your responses, I don't care if you go up under and say, thank you, boo, oh, I know, that don't count. So don't go to doing your replies thinking that's going to get your number up. And another thing, thanks to you and thanks you that and all of that, like I said, it's not going to count. Just the responses from the members. So make sure you tune in every Friday for your chance to win. Again, you have to be a member of the Sex Talk group to participate. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. All right, now getting into the topic of the day. But before I start, I read this article about HPV, where these guys now are getting throat cancer from eating a coochie. Okay, nothing wrong with eating coochie. Yeah, I know, Chris, you're laughing. Nothing wrong with going down on your lady. There's nothing going down on your man. But, man, you got to be aware. Always, just like Mr. Marcus says, do that check first before you go down anywhere. Anywhere. Don't be going in a dark cave and you don't know what you're getting yourself into. Because this HPV is a serious matter. I see a lot of cases in the ER. But HPV is, and it's pronounced, papillomavirus. And you're wondering, like, the human what? The human papillomavirus is called HPV. And it's a common virus that affects the skin and the mucous membranes. There are more than 100 types of HPV. And oral sex may cause more throat cancers than smoking in man. Mm-hmm. I bet you didn't know that, huh? So while you going down and you thinking of cigarettes killing you and your blunts and all that you rolling up, nah, it's the pussy. It is the pussy now. HPV is known for infecting genitals. Yes, because it can clog up your throat. So be
That's
careful.
Crazy.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Very crazy. And these men, you know, they've done studies over the years, and I tell you, finding that it can spread to your throat and cause cancer, the burden of cancer caused by HPV is going to shift from the women to the men in this decade. From men to women, munching on the kitty kitty? But, hey, this is very serious because roughly, y'all, 20 million Americans have HPV infections.
Mm-hmm.
And that's coming out of Atlanta, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. So you know what that means. Not just Atlanta. It's 20 million people somewhere. And they said at least
half of sexual active women and men get it at some point in their lives. But most of the time, it does not cause health problems. So you can have it and don't even know it. Your coochie be itching and your dick be itching. You're thinking you just got a yeast infection. You better go check it out. So, man, the question is for you. Will you stop going down on your woman due to the findings? I would love to hear your responses. So, and if you also have HPV or you know somebody that has HPV, call in and let us know how you feel about today's topic. Call 760-913-4119 and see if I can help you out with that. Topic is of today, another topic, and is it possible, y'all, for two people with really different levels of experience to have great sex? Example, like one of your partners is a virgin or just had two partners in life. And your other partner, being male or female, 10 years in the sex game with 10 different partners. You know, you think they are compatible? I mean, what is the experience? Do you think that it will work out? The reason I say this is it is entirely possible for two people to really have different levels of experience to have sex, great sex. Actually, those two people can have great sex. Sexual compatibility has very little to do with previous experience and a lot more of to do with the dynamics between those involved. You might find a combination of folks who both have had a lot of experience but just aren't compatible with one another. Then you can find the same people that ain't had no experience and still compatible with, you know, not compatible with one another, you know?
Yeah,
then there are the ones who really, I'm serious, and then there are the ones that are really work well together regardless of experience. That's just compatibility. So I think it has to do with compatibility because, say, for instance, I'm going to use myself in an example, Chocolate Tiger. I'm not giving out my number, so I don't want y'all to blow up in the chat room telling me, Chocolate Tiger, I'm a good hoe. Yes, I think it. But say if Chocolate Tiger has had over a lot of sexual partners, and this guy comes to me and he says, yeah, I only, you know, slept with three chicks, but my sex is the bomb to him, and he's not doing it. You know, they say it's all about compatibility. But all of a sudden, he's, like, doing the most in the bedroom, but he say he ain't had but three. You know you done found some of those folks like that talking about they don't have sex and they a virgin and shit, but they get in the bedroom, they the biggest freak in you. Can I tickle your booty hole? No. Exit only. So, what I'm being said is, it's all about compatibility. I don't think it's about who had the most and who has the least amount. What do you think about this crush?
Hey.
How do you feel about it?
First of all, you really like somebody, you can teach them some things. I think you definitely can teach them some things. I think that's probably what people, they want someone that automatically knows what they're doing, but
right,
yeah. I don't, you know what? For me, it doesn't. I've been with someone that didn't know absolutely nothing, so I mean, I could say it was fun teaching some things,
right.
But you know, like I think that'll be okay. But if you can't teach that person and it's just not working, then I would be like, okay, yeah, you need to leave that alone.
Definitely. I see what you're saying.
Leave that alone.
Right. Yeah. Because, like I said, some guys and some females can be taught. You know, it ain't all about, you know, but some people feel like, okay, there ain't no compatibility. I can't work with this. Like I say, Chaka Tiger can't work with nobody short enough to tickle her and long enough to choke her. No, I don't want that. I want it to catch her. You heard that, correct?
Yes.
I said I don't want nobody that's short enough to tickle me and long enough to choke me. I don't need nobody that's wrapped around my neck and choke me. Nah. I don't need nobody that's like my pinky finger because it ain't going to do nothing to my 10-pounder. So with that being said, I can tell by when the man drop his pants, this ain't going to work, boo-boo. This ain't going to work. Ain't no use to try it, okay?
Wow. So what you say? So have you had to teach somebody, like, from beginning to end, what to, how to satisfy
Yes, Chocolate Tiger has had her young cougars, little boys, but, you know, because I like them. You know, that's only if you like the person. You know, you're trying to make this thing work. So I was like, you know how to put the rubber on. Yes, yes, ma'am. Okay, so I teach them. I'm not a pedophile. Don't you start going off in the chat room. 18 and older, baby, 18 and older. But I had to teach them, you know, like, okay, now you, once you insert it, just get it a little bit. Just get it. Get it. You don't need to use no KY gel. I said, don't you see how wet the damn bed is? No. You have to teach them from the beginning. See, sometimes they nut too fast from that. So you have to just teach them slow. It's, every day will be a process. You know, rule number one, this is what you do. Rule number two, you lick the twat. You spread the twat. You know, you have to teach. That's only if you want them to be just as compatible, you know. You got to work together. You have to work together on this. It's a team effort, only if you like the person. But if you don't like the person, there's no compatibility, guess what? It's time to go. Man, you didn't even give me a chance. I done had a guy tell me, CT, what happened? What you mean? You don't call me back. I thought you knew what it was when I put you out at 5, baby. Oh, damn, you just killed my ego. Don't you know that nigga don't speak to me to this day? He see me out, he turned his head. Damn, what did I do? I didn't mean to hurt you. I was just letting you know the real. So you want to be thinking you're out there in the street doing some good. Work on your technique, baby. That's all I told him. Work on your technique. So
I hear you.
Yeah, I'm serious. So if y'all have a problem with this, y'all call in and let us know if you've ever been in this situation before. Been with somebody that isn't compatible to you. Call us at 760-913-4119. And we will be back after the break. And I'm going to take some calls. And we'll get into the sex toy of the week. And guess what, y'all? It's a doozy. It is a doozy. So stick around for it.
This goes out to the beautiful girls. Which one of y'all? Past a nigga looking at me all naughty. Then I said, baby, what's good? Reach for the handshake, got a hug. Bottles of the H, I'm a little looper. Up in VIP with all of my thugs, niggas. He leaned over and said, you want me? Girl, when the valet pull the pins up. Off to the crib, try to where we gon' end up. Girl, sit back, relax. Hold up, let me turn the radio on. Gonna get you to the crib, Girl, you gon' think. Girl, when I pull back them sheets and you climb on top of me. Girl, you gon' think. You gon' think I invented sex. Put the code in the gate, pull up to the driveway. Does she like the way I touch her? Listen in the usher, I got a confession. Know we bout to sin, but your body is a blessing. Girl, can we take it upstairs? My bed's waiting there. All I wanna do, give you all of me. Won't you give me all of you? I want to guide a light right now. You know I live a magnum lifestyle. Baby, turn the lights down. I'ma turn you on when I get you.
Yeah, come on. Y'all know I'm trying to do my Trey song, but welcome back. I think I have a caller on there. I guess he wants to chime in and see what's going on. Bruce, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
What's up, Bruce? What you got for Chocolate Tiger tonight, baby?
It's the subject you was talking about when the incompatibility of this, the intimacy between men and women, you know, I think that if you really like that person, you shouldn't be afraid to learn. You know what I'm saying? If you're not
right,
if you're not going to take the initiative to learn, then it's not going to work. And then, you know, it's very important that you have some type of chemistry in the environment, in the bedroom. Like, it's easier to learn when you're in, like, a relaxed environment. You got nice music playing, the room is smelling good, and stuff like that. You make the your environment comfort zone level, then you make your environment comfortable
inviting.
Enough to where you can just...
Right.
You
want to make it inviting. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, inviting.
An inviting bedroom. Right,
yeah.
With your candles and the smell goods and your oils and your
right.
creams. Bruce, you know how to get down, Bruce. I know. That's what I'm talking about. Correct.
But you have to be feeling the person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you'll be in the mood. You'll be in the mood to learn, just to learn something new, period, because you'll just be in that mood naturally. And but, yeah, I've been taught, you know, like I was watching porn when I was 19, and I saw, you know, this dude was eating the pussy. I was like, damn, she was like, I saw the female tripping out. I said, I want to learn how to do that. So, you know, one day I was trying to eat it, and I wasn't doing that much of a good job. And then she was like, yo, that ain't how you do it. This is how you do it. And then I was just like, okay.
Instead of being like,
some men would get like really intimidated by that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we like to think we already
right.
know what we're doing in bedroom. But, you know, I was just, like, not that much in tune to sex like that at that age because I was working so much that I was just like, okay, fuck it. What I got to lose, ain't nobody here but me and her. So I just, you know, learned from her. And then for some strange reason, it just started to work. So, like, whenever I'm intimate now, I just use that knowledge. So...
Right, Bruce, because the ladies have to teach guys. Mm-hmm.
I also think that women shouldn't be afraid to tell a man, like, what she wants sexually, and don't just let him just do it, just to be like, okay, yeah, I'm just doing it, and just don't accept that. Just be like, yo, you know, if you don't like the way he hitting it, then say something. If you do like it, say what you like so he can keep doing it. Because we don't succumb to hints. We're not that good at the hint thing. We're more like
that's
good
right.
at...
That's right. That's what I'm
know,
saying, ladies.
Just,
wait, Bruce. Let me go ahead and let the ladies know. Did you hear what this man said? We have to let them know. They don't read your damn minds, ladies. Sometimes we think men's supposed to read our minds. Like, I know he know how to eat damn pussy. Oh, my goodness. Is he trying to do the damn alphabet? Is he biting my shit? Hold up. That is not the way you're supposed to do it. That's right. Ladies should teach a man how to please their kitties. You know how you want your damn cat done. So you let that man know right then and there. And I'm glad you said that, Bruce. And I thank you for calling
also,
in. Is there anything else you want to say?
Yeah, also, men shouldn't be afraid to tell women how they like and what they like. Some men are nice enough to be like, okay, I'm just with this woman, just to be with this woman. And then by the time they get done with the woman, they're unimpressed. So what do they do? They try to go to somebody else. Instead of doing that, say, hey, this is what I like. This is not, I don't like the way, you know, if you don't like the way your female is giving you head, you know, tell her. She is not going to be mad at that if she's not going to be mad at no information she doesn't know. She's going to be mad if she's already doing it. And you're complaining, like, when the relationship is over time and you acting like it's working, it's just not working. You got females and males have to let each other know what they like. So when they get down and get intimate, it can work. So I think the biggest problem is that, like, some men and some women are intimidated by that submission. Others, they'll just accept it because, you know, they're trying to, like, be, you know, impressive or whatever, but you express yourself in front of your mate when you say when it comes to what you like and what you don't like. Because the goal is for the man to please a woman and the woman to please a man. So we want to know
That's
how to
right.
please you as much as you want to know how to please us. So there needs to be a conversation
right.
when it comes to stuff like that.
Right. Somebody in the chat room said you need to put your gums into it. I always put my gums into it. I got a full mouth of teeth, but I use my gum. That's right. Always gum. Always use your gum. Your Listerine and your dirt.
Like the biggest complaint that men, the biggest complaint that women have is that men don't lick the clit. The biggest complaint that men have is we can't find the clit. Okay, shut the fuck up. Let her show you where the clit's at so you know where to lick.
That's right, Bruce. And I like to say that. And if you don't like something, tell him. I had this guy once want to lick my ass. He ain't into all that shit. Like I said, that's my bag, though, exit. So I kind of felt some kind of way. I said, what are you doing? That is not my kuma karachi. And he said, oh, I know. I said, that ain't going to work. So he has to go somewhere else because I can't do this. I can't do that. My kuma karachi is the only thing that needs to be leaked. Just that and my, like you said, the clit. But, again, Bruce, I thank you for calling in. Everybody said that you need to put in your resume for the host, and I wish you would do that, okay?
All
you hear
right.
me, Bruce?
I'll email you.
All right.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, Bruce. All right, y'all. Let's get into the sex part of the week. And guess who it goes to? The pussy pump. The pussy pump. Okay, let me tell you about that pussy pump. Okay, before y'all freak out and think I'm some kind of sex pervert, let me introduce you to the craziest sex toy I haven't used yet now, because my cat don't need to be blowed up. It's 10 pounds of meat, and it don't need to be no fat. I'm trying to lose weight now on that shit, doing my Kegel exercises. That shit don't help at all. But the pussy pump. I discovered this toy by one of our female members. She mentioned it in the sex talk group. And you want to ask me, what is a pussy pump? Well, you is shameless little nympho, y'all. Y'all ain't never shameless nymphos. It's a plastic up like a cup that looks like an oxygen supply that they use on a plane. You know the little things that drop down and you put over your mouth? Well, you put that over your pussy, and it's attached to an air-filled bubble. It is used to make your kuma karachi all fat and juicy, while it increases sensitivity. And the man said it increases tightness. See, my cat don't have to be tight. Hello. It also helps women achieve that big orgasm. So if you ain't achieved one yet in your 30 years of life or whenever, and you want to really feel that what an orgasm feels like, you better get that pussy pump. I'm serious. They said you can only dream of it. So try it out. Let me know if you used it on the next show or if you done used it today. You know, call in if you have a personal story or would like to share about the pump. Those of you already purchased it, the couples also, you call in and let me know about that damn pussy pump. Because guess what?
Yo.
I want to hear from you.
Yeah, yo, I
you, say
you know
so?
What? Look, CT, like, you know what? That pussy pump really scares me. Because I ain't seen pictures after women have used the pussy pump, and her pussy look like a busted can of biscuits. I'm not like, it just didn't look right. It just looked weird. Look like a busted can of biscuits.
I just pictured a busted can of biscuits because I had it in the refrigerator, girl. I know I'm country, but that just tickled me to death. Oh,
girl.
That's you done told somebody
like
to use this pussy pump. So how was it? How was it? Huh? Tell me about it. How was it, bitch? Come all over the place? Was it tightness, what they say, sensitivity and all that? What is it? Because it looked like somebody done put a rubber band around it and just, you know what I mean? Just left it there for a while. Made the shit swole. See, my 10-pounder don't look like that. Mine is natural. It don't need a pump. So I just want to know, have you tried it, Crush?
Hell no.
You have a lot of details on it.
I didn't know. No, what happened was. Well, anyway, we got a caller, though. We got a caller, and we're going to get off of me because you're not going to do me like that.
All right. Who's the caller? Who is my caller?
Hello. This is Queen.
Hey, Queen.
What's up, Queen?
Hey, how y'all doing? How y'all doing? I'm listening in.
Yeah, I see, girl. This chocolate tiger, what you have for me tonight?
Chocolate tiger. Now, what the hell is this pussy pop now?
Oh, girl, let me tell you.
It sucks on, too. I mean, you need to let me know. It attaches on,
yes.
It leeches on to the top of your clit, or
yeah.
What goes on, baby?
Yeah, okay, imagine a suction cup. Have you ever been in an emergency room and you know how they resuscitate a person, put the oxygen mask over them? Okay, you know what the oxygen mask look like. Have you ever been on a plane and they drop down and say, hey, oxygen, put this on your face. You know what I'm talking about?
Oxygen, yeah.
Like,
okay, and
it's connected to a tube, but it's got a bulb at the end, like a pump-up bulb. Like, you can squeeze it like an egg, and, you know, you're pumping it up. You attach that cup on your push, and you use the bulb, and you pump it until you want how big you want your shit. See, I don't need that, Queen. I don't think you would. You want to try it out, that is fine.
That's before they get to pumping themselves, before they get to stroking? You're supposed to pump it up.
Yeah, but, girl... But listen what it says now. It causes sensitivity. It makes it so sensitive to touch. So I can only imagine. I'm going to try this out, y'all. I'm going to try it out. I'm going to let you get back to y'all on that. And I'll find somebody to lick it and see how sensitive it is, you know.
And see
increase
how
my orgasm. Huh?
Because this is a lot. It seems like a lot. It seems like how long you got to get the pumping. It just seems like it's time consuming.
No, it don't cost that much either. It's less than $20, and it is very, very, that's what they say, reliable. You pump it up, and you can use your vibrator with it also. So my little Mr. Marcus will be coming out the closet, and I will be trying this out, okay? So, Queen?
Wow.
So, Queen?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Queen, I'm letting you know. You be the lucky listener next week. You might win that pussy pump because I'm giving it away
next
Friday. It's not going to be
you. It better not be you.
It better not be. Oh, you'll know if it's been used if it's all out of shape. If it's out of shape, you will know it because my pussy wouldn't fit it. So if it's all out of shape, send it back. I sent you the wrong pump. But I will be giving away to a lucky winner on next Friday, so listen in.
When I got to call you, well, I will be listening in because I need to try me something like that. I need something else around here. Ain't nobody pumping it up. I'm going to have to do this shit myself.
You're going to pump yourself to sleep. That's what's going to happen. You're going to be pumping and you're going to pass out.
Yes, and don't get it where, I don't know how, like I said, I don't know the cause and effects after it. Now, maybe if you use it and you pump it too much and the thing gets stuck on you, please don't come to my ER with that shit on because these chocolate tigers said, use this shit. No. Don't be putting my name out there with that. Don't come in the emergency room.
Look,
with that
you know what? You the first person I'm going to come to. I'm sorry, Tiger. You the first person I'm going to come to. To remove this shit.
You better try to use cooking oil, like they said in the room, cooking oil, grease that shit before you come in there with that thing hanging. I'm like, what the hell? Chocolate tiger on sex talk told me. See, I'm a denier. But, Queen, you know I appreciate you calling in, girl. So if you get it, let me know, okay? Be that winner.
Surely will. I'll be listening in. Thank you.
Thank you, baby. All right. See what I'm talking about? That pussy pump might just be a winner. We're still taking calls. Yeah, we're still taking calls. If you have a personal story, like I said, and you'd like to share, call us and let us know what you think. Call 760-913-1449, and we will be back after this brief break, okay?
Different tonight.
Welcome back. Guess what? It's now time for our Freaky Friday fact of the night. Sweet pussy fact. That's what it is. And guess what it is? It's called the tight cat. And heads up, ladies. Good news. No matter how much you've heard about pussy tightness, the real truth is the vagina should be relaxed and loose when arousal occurs. You know, everybody talking about you're supposed to have tight pussy when you're supposed to come and all that shit. That is not the truth. It should be loose and it should be relaxed. A good lube only aids to the relaxation process, leading up to a comfortable sex with your partner. Because you hear women sometimes say, it's so uncomfortable to fuck my partner because of the fact it's too big. Well, guess what? Use your good lube. My grandma always told me, she's 78 years old, just a little story on the side, baby, don't use that KY jelly. Back in the days, we knew nothing about KY jelly for a good lube. Use olive oil. I bet you
said olive oil.
I'm a freak out. Olive oil from the grocery store. Olive oil. Because olive oil also has that sliding effect where you wouldn't even be sore. If you got a big, big man, your pussy couldn't handle that olive oil because it's going to expand just like when it heats up, like grease heats up in the skillet, that's going to heat up and cause friction, and it's going to be very, very, very good, okay? And it's going to lead to comfortable sex with your partner crush. No matter how much sex or how little sex a woman has, her pussy will always go back to its original size. So the next time you hear some guys talking about how loose you are, the next woman all loose in the street, it's a damn lie. It's impossible. It has been said women can have sex every damn day for a year or no sex for a year. That doesn't change a damn thing. With the lady's muscle, we call the pussy. So don't think, and don't worry about the bigger the banana, the better. The bigger the cucumber, the better. No harm, no foul. Now, that's 100. So go fuck them, ladies. Don't worry about them. You good.
They don't need none of that vinegar. They don't need a cap full of that vinegar in the bathtub, that snapback.
No, they don't need no snapback. They don't need no vinegar. They don't need no douche. All you have to do is just let it go back to its normal size. It pops right back in place. That's why they call all shit the pussy pop. Pop back in place. Pop back in place. Just like that. Just like that. And guess what? That is your FFF of the night, Friday Freaky Fact. I know y'all probably say, damn, CT, this is a short show tonight, but it's only going to get better. And I thank y'all for tuning in tonight. Guess what? Next Friday is going to be even better. I might even have a person to interview. You just never know how I might do it. So, again, thank you for tuning in with your girl, Chocolate Tiger, and my sidekick, Crush. And, again, pay attention to the rules in the damn sex room. Don't forget, post only one of your pictures for Halloween. I don't want y'all going posting all this three different costumes because you done bought three different costumes. You want to be a damn bumblebee, a witch, and then a vampire. Nah. One picture to win the cash prize. One picture, guys. If you post two, you already done expelled yourself from the prize, okay? Again, pay attention to the rules. Don't post no videos. And let's keep sex talk number one. I want to thank JD, my homie, for giving us the platform to express ourselves. Thanks to our listeners. Thank JD for the invite last night. Had a blast at the NBA party where he DJed. Great sex. Him and B. Not great sex. See, sex talk gets confused. Great set. S-E-T. Him and Big Boy, y'all. Great show. Great, great show. And thank you again, JD. Follow us on Global 14 Radio on Twitter. You can also follow your girl, Chocolate Tiger, at Chocolate Tiger 1. Thanks for tuning in to Global 14 Radio. This is your girl, Chocolate Tiger, Sex Talk, and I'm signing off. Good night. Love y'all.
Hey, to the life of all across the globe, yeah. You already know, yeah. I said you already know. Global 14.com. I'm on that Global 14.
Radio14.com. Shout out to all the lifers. I see you, JD. You know we live the life. That's what it's gonna be. Get on that Global14.com. Get on that Global14.com. Gonna love you.
What are you waiting for? Go ahead, log in now on global14.com. Welcome to the party.